Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Special episode of Talking Trucks because we're showing trucks today. Andre, where are we?
We are in Loveland, Colorado, near our home base in Boulder, and this is Overland Expo Mountain West 2024, and I love coming to a show like this.
Yeah, and so this is more of a walk around of the expo, and there's a vehicle here that I've been super excited to get to know better, and that is, of course, not the AEB Prospector, but what's on top of it, the Truck House.
Yes, so this is actually a public premiere of the interior of this big, huge expedition truck. And we have Matt here, yeah, too.
Yeah, so let's say hi to Matt. Hey, Matt.
Oh, what's going on?
Hey, good to see you. Let me pin this on you.
Oh, of course.
And we're going to give you a chance to kind of show us around the truck house. What a great name.
Of course.
Hey, Matt, what's
good
up?
To see you.
What's your title, by the way?
I'm the CEO and co-founder.
Right, I'll let you and Andre take it away.
Awesome.
Yes, so Matt, let's quickly start with the truck itself, right?
Of course.
And then kind of the big story, of course, is the Overland built. I mean, your truck house itself. Let's start with the truck
first. Yeah, of course. So it's a Ram 3500 upfit by AEV. So it's a full AEV Prospector XL, which is a cab chassis, not a pickup, which is awesome for our implementation of the carbon fiber box.
And basically, you do these as a crew cab, like we see here, yep. Or also as a two-door regular cab.
Exactly.
So different sizes.
Yep.
And the Prospector XL, really, I mean, you got 40s on this truck, right?
Yep. Yeah, and our regular cab over there is sitting on 41-inch IROX, but this new BFG, the BFG HD Terrain, is the perfect tire for this platform. AEV helped them develop that and move to an 18-inch wheel. Gives us all the payload capacity we need. And we also do have the ability to go to a 5500 if the customer really wants to tow heavy while loaded. Uh-huh. But we really appreciate the 3500 chassis because you don't have to be on a military wheel and tire, and it's way more serviceable.
Yeah, so you got, of course, a Cummins diesel here. We're looking at the 3500. And the chassis is important because you get some flat rails, right,
in
the back.
We have flat rails, and because it's a cab chassis, there's actually a bodybuilder's guide. So there's some rules and regulations from Ram that we really try and follow as closely as we can. Ram's has a lot of money in R&D and engineering. It would be silly for us to not really listen to their advice.
All right, so the big story before we unveil it inside is how you mount it, because this could be an issue, right? The truck flexes its own way, and of course the camper on top of it will flex its own way too.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a full rail-on-rail subframe, but it's integrated into the carbon fiber box. So we don't have to use 700 pounds of steel to create that strength. We're actually able to create that strength in the carbon fiber laminate because we manufacture that in-house. So there's about 200 pounds of additional carbon fiber in the floor, which would be equivalent to about 700 pounds of steel.
I gotcha. And we're here in the back of the truck now. I mean, I love how everything is finished. I mean, you got the tail lamps, you have a little step here, a little bumper, you have a hitch, of course.
Yeah, it's a three-place hitch, so you can do custom motorcycle carrier that won't rattle. And then we do integrated skids and rub rails. So the whole departure and belly of the camper is skid plated in steel. And then there's those steel rub rails on the side up high, just in case you lean the thing over into some rocks or trees or cliffs.
I gotcha.
Yep.
And everything is spring mounted, right?
So it's all
so it can flex in the right way.
Yeah, the chassis twists about 12 degrees while fully loaded, and the box twists zero. So it's a feather spring mounted with polyurethane isolation that we cast in house.
All right, well, let's unveil the interior. Can we look inside?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. So,
1 second, let me step in.
Yep.
Hey, podcast listeners and TFL Talk viewers. I wanted to take a minute to talk to you about a quick and simple way to sell your car or truck with the help of our new partner, HiRoad. With HiRoad's online portal, you enter your vehicle's VIN number or plate, mileage, and zip code, and you'll get competing offers from several qualified dealers in your area within seconds. You pick the best deal offered and follow through with the dealer to sell your vehicle. No more managing scammy emails from buyers on Craigslist or Facebook Marketplace. No more time wasted on no-show buyers. No bait and switch with a "will you take a check" excuse from sketchy buyers. Now keep in mind, These offers will be for trade-in values of your vehicle. If you want to go through the hassle of getting more for your vehicle, that's up to you. But if you want to sell your vehicle hassle-free and fast, go to tfltruck.com and click Sell Your Truck in the navigation menu. Or click on the High Road ad at the bottom of the website if you're on mobile, or click on the column if you're on a desktop. High Road makes it easy, and we like easy.
So I am 6'3", basically, just maybe a millimeter lower.
Yep.
And I'm standing pretty tall
here. Yeah, it's just over 6'6" interior. Yeah. What's really cool is we also do full composite interior. So this is all fiberglass interior with really beautiful wood veneer work. The table can slide out of the way if you want to climb in on that side.
All right, let's have a little lunch, huh?
Yeah, right? Okay. And so the cool thing that we have in the interior, besides being a full composite structure, which makes it extremely light and extremely durable, is we do a full 48-volt battery system. So Moving from 48 volts to 12 volts, we're able to charge going down the road at close to 8,000 watts, which is incredible in terms of charge. We're able to charge from zero.
So how much battery do you have on board?
We have about 10,000 watt hours,
okay.
10 kilowatt hours.
Okay.
We're able to charge that going down the road with the 48-volt alternator in about an hour and 20 minutes.
That's pretty impressive. So when you get to your destination,
yep.
You could shut down the truck, right?
Yep.
And have a lot of power just inside.
Yeah, for days on end, you don't need to run a generator, you don't need propane. Everything in here is electric. And then the roof has 600 watts of solar on it to kind of offset some of your daytime usage.
Okay.
But the truck will auto start and idle up, and it will charge from 0 to 100 in that hour and 20 minutes. So 5 days off grid, if you do run down on power, truck starts, recharges, and you're good to go. So some of the creature comforts, you know, you got stainless steel fridge freezer, that's from Italy, can be fridge or fridge freezer, all on the fly.
Can you open it up just a little bit?
Of course. All drawer style, it's on right now, keeping our drinks cold. And then you've got Bosch oven, induction cooktop, and then full wet bath, king bed. This bed drops down into a little bit bigger than a full.
Okay.
And then the wet bath opens. You've got a full wet bath. We offer 3 toilet options for our customers. So you can do composting, cassette, or dry flush. And then it also has access to the cab of the truck. So if you move that, shut the door, and then there's that canvas pass-through. If you unsnap that,
Yep.
And we do 2 captain's chairs, and there you are, access to the Laramie Ram.
That's pretty cool. Really awesome. And then this is a crew cab, once again, 3,500. So how much payload do you have once you have this house on top of here?
Yeah, you should have about 1,500 pounds of payload. It all depends on the options a customer chooses of the vehicle.
Okay.
If you go with the regular cab, you have a bit more payload. And like I was saying, kind of the goal of the truck is to be able to load up roughly 1,000 pounds of stuff and still have a good towing capacity, roughly around 10,000 pounds. If a customer needed more than that, we could move to a 5,500 chassis. The cab and the frame is the same, so the box would remain the same. You would just have to move to a military wheel and tire. Then you could have more like 20,000 pounds towing and 5,000 pounds payload or something like that.
Something crazy.
Crazy, exactly. Yeah.
Roman, I see him outside smiling already. We got to talk about pricing wise. I mean, what are we looking at? And also, are you sold out or?
Yeah, of course.
Can people still order these?
Yeah, happy to talk about all that. So
okay.
Our base price is $475, including the truck. So that's a full turnkey vehicle.
Is that for the two-door?
That is for a two-door.
Okay.
Yep, we do not upcharge the vehicle. So if you go from a two-door to a crew cab from Ram, that's a $6,000 to $7,000 upcharge from them. We don't profit off of that. So that's totally customer choice.
Okay.
And then, we're currently booked out about 14 months in terms of sales. So this is our first finished interior. This is a true prototype. But we have entered production. So at our facility in Reno, Nevada, we are building customer trucks right now.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate your time. This is amazing. I love the quality and kind of the look of this thing.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy you guys stopped by.
Yeah, thank you. All right, we need to find Roman.
I'm here.
Hey, dude. So it looks nice.
All right.
Yeah, what do you think?
I think it's badass, dude. I think you took a badass house and stuck it on a badass truck.
That's perfect, man.
So you got a badass truck house.
Yeah, that's the goal, right?
I mean, who wouldn't want something with 40s, right, that can go into Moab and, go in the white room trail, and then you can live in comfort with all the goodies. All you're missing is Starlink.
It's on there.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah,
it's
integrated. It's fully
there
integrated.
There you go.
What's really cool is from our previous product to this, we went full Garmin integration. So it's all solid state switching. So we control the whole user interface ourselves. So it makes for a better user experience.
Pretty awesome.
You gotta trade in your Buhanka, Andre?
Well, I need to find $500,000 first.
Andre, for you, we'll give you a little discount, man.
A small discount.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, we'd love to like take it for a drive at some point. So, you know, if we need to fly out to Reno, let us know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'd love
okay.
to have you guys. We'd love to get some more real world people in it. And you'd be absolutely astonished. Something else that's really cool is doing 65 to 70 miles a gallon. This thing gets 16 miles a gallon.
At highway speeds.
That's better than your Buhanka.
It's probably better than my Russian van. Yes.
He's got a Russian van.
Yeah. Part of that is the hyperfoils on the roof there.
We yes, have
carbon,
show that.
Carbon fiber foils. So those are patent pending. So you can see there that
HI. It's this part.
Yep. That stands for high pressure reduction. So that reduces the high pressure off the leading edge and pulls it into the low pressure down the side.
And you can see it over here, too.
And controls the drag-induced vortices as it goes down the vehicle.
Those little slots.
That's badass, dude. Once again, another cool. Well, Andrea, we should get going. There's a lot more to see here.
Yeah. All right. I appreciate it.
Hey,
thank you.
So nice talking to you guys.
Yeah, and hopefully we'll see you in Reno. I'd love to take it for a ride.
Let's go camping.
Okay. Let's go camping.
All right.
Andre, since we're over here at AEV, should we pop in and see what AEV's got cooking?
Yeah. I see another Matt.
Yeah?
Yes.
You see somebody else you know here?
Yeah, there's Matt Feldman, marketing.
Oh, hey, Matt.
Hey, what's going on?
How are you?
Good.
Good to see you.
Good to see you. I'm going to put a mic on you while Andre talks to you.
Okay. We just looked at the truck house, man.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty sweet.
That is.
But here you have, is this your personal truck?
It is.
Nice.
Chevrolet Colorado ZR2 Bison in the flesh. We've just been
I heard you were off-road for, 9 days?
Yeah.
8 days?
Ten days? Yes.
Okay.
And that's one of the trips. So I drove this from Michigan out to Overland Expo Pacific Northwest.
Okay.
Dropped it in Colorado and then picked it up for another trip.
Okay.
But yeah.
Can I tell you the color that my son calls this? And I promise you, once you hear it, you won't be able to unhear it. Do you want to hear it?
Please don't.
I want to hear it.
Because we had a Silverado R2 in this color. Hearing aid beige. Sorry.
Sorry.
No, it's military sand color, Roman. Don't listen to him, okay?
It's a cool truck, but.
But yeah, it's the coolest thing about it is we've done almost nothing to it. You know, it's all factory.
Yes.
The winch,
and including your components, of course.
Right, and the winch is an optional factory component, or dealer installed, I should say. Same with the snorkel, and then. Everything else is stock, and it works so good.
And you put the GFC camper on. Did you just actually sleep on your trip?
Oh, yeah. I was one of the few that slept some of those nights. The storms were so bad. Everyone else I felt so bad for, but kind of.
Yeah.
Because I slept great up there.
That's really cool.
But, yeah, that's the Go Fast Camper. That's their new one, the V2 Pro.
Yeah.
I'm going to take this back, dude. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your time. Good to see you, man.
Yeah, if you want to do anything else, by all means, congrats.
There's a lot more trucks here. So I was going to say, what makes this unusual, of course, Andre, is that you actually get 35s from the factory.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right? Unlike
the suspension that's built around it.
Unlike the Raptor Ranger, unlike the Toyota TRD Pro or Trail Hunter, this one actually comes 35s, which is super nice. Yeah. Yeah.
35s and the Bison. Compared to the GMC, the Bison comes with the down shocks.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Yeah.
That made the biggest difference on that trip. Being loaded up with the camper, 700 pounds of gear in the back, those down shocks were.
All right, great. Dude. Thank you. All right, guys.
Thank you.
Let's keep walking. Let's see what else there is. So, Andre, how long have we been coming to the Overland Expo?
So, we started with the Flagstaff Arizona show.
Yeah.
And that now it's expanded right now. There are 4 shows every year of Overland Expo. I believe this is the 3rd year of Colorado Mountain West.
And this show has the distinction of getting rained out every year, which might happen today, but right now the sun is out. So let's make hay while we can.
Okay.
Here's another Ram. Our friends are from Juniper. Remember those guys?
Yeah.
Juniper Overland.
Heck yeah. And all these vans, these Rams look incredible. Once again, AEV components. It seems like if you have a Jeep, Ram, or a GM, AEV seems to be the go-to.
So this is kind of, let's call it truck house light, right? You've got a Ram, diesel again.
Yes, but you got this flatbed. Yep. I'm not sure. Hold on, I'm looking for a name on this.
And then you got a Scout on top of it. And then you got a GFC pop-up on top of that, Andre.
Yeah.
So this would be like, you know.
A Scout.
Yeah, this would be like one size smaller. And, you know, you've got not quite 40s, but still it's a pretty badass looking looking rig.
37s.
It's interesting that, I was going to say, it's interesting that they're all using Rams, but here we have a Tundra.
Toyota Tundra, yeah.
And a Tacoma. Shall we go inside the Scout, check it out?
Yeah, really quickly.
Let's see what the light one looks like.
I want to see this one, dude, this Jeep
one. Hop in there, go for it. Go for the baby Scout. This is not ideal for people that are 6'3".
Well, the roof line is a little bit shorter than 6'3", but still, this just kind of shows on the midsize chassis, right? This Jeep Gladiator chassis, what you can do. This is called the Tuk Tuk. The Tuk Tut. I'm sorry.
Tuk Tut.
Yes, yes. So I haven't spent a lot of time in Scouts, but I know some other people like Scott Brady, I believe, had a Scout camper on his GMC for quite a long time. All right, let's get out. I kind of like something smaller like this.
Good.
I'm sorry?
Hey, we got somebody from Scout here. You want to do a quick interview, Andre? Uh-oh. Are you good to be on camera?
I'm fabulous to be on camera.
All right, let's do that.
Why don't you tag me,
I'm Roman with TFL Truck.
How you doing?
Here, we're going to put this on you.
Sweet. I got the same mic at home.
Yep, there you go. Go for it.
Hey, I'm Andre.
How you doing, Andre?
Yeah. So what type of models do you have? I mean, I see some mid-size trucks. I see some full-size trucks. Can you kind of give me the lineup?
Sure. So we have models for all the different trucks. So we got the Tuk Tut. That's our smallest model. Starts about 650 pounds. That's going to fit on your...
Like this one?
No, this is the Tuk Tut right here.
Yeah.
It's on a Gladiator.
Yes.
So it's going to be on your Mavericks, trucks like that. And then we have our Yoho model. That's your Tacoma. This is actually a Yoho pop-up. We also build it in a hard side model.
Okay.
So that's your Tacomas, your Rangers, trucks like that. 5 foot beds and longer for the Yoho.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Then buy one, get one free on our full line sale of tender Tyson chicken with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay.
And you can see here we got the Olympic. That's going to be more for your midsize trucks. It's going to be your...
And how's the weight changing now?
We're at 650 on the Tuk Tuk.
Okay.
About 950 on the Yoho, give or take.
Okay.
We're going to be around 1100 on the Olympic, 1150. And then the Kenai, our largest model, is about 1260.
Okay.
So Olympic's going to fit on 5.5 foot beds and longer. And then your Kenai is going to fit on 6.5 foot beds and longer. So that's going to... This could be your half tons. You could fit this on a 3/4 ton or 1 ton as well.
Sure.
But your Kenai is going to work on...
Some
half
bigger
tons, three quarter tons, and one tons.
I'm gonna jump in.
Sure.
In a bigger model. Excuse me.
You want me to go in there too?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. The ceiling is taller. It's just overall much, much larger.
That's right.
Yeah. And So talk to me a little bit about pop up versus, you know, kind of solid. I mean, some people love either one. It seems like there's a camp on each side.
Right. So pop-up, I mean, it's going to be a little bit more aerodynamic for driving, keep your wind drag down, things like that, a little bit less, you know, top weight, but the hard side of the benefit is you're gonna get to your campsite, you're gonna be set up, ready to go. It's gonna keep your heat in better, your cool in better, things like that. It's gonna be a little more insulated, I would say. So pros and cons to both sides. Some people love the ability to get more places with the pop-up because it's lower for traveling through the trails, but other people are gonna want a camper that when they arrive, they're set up and they can grab a drink and they're ready to go, they're ready to camp.
And one of my friends was making this choice just recently, pop-up camper on the truck or a solid wall.
That's right.
And he said he didn't like the pop-ups because he felt like there was not enough privacy. You know, the walls are thinner or whatever, but so fair, different people decide different things.
That's right,
Okay, well, thanks for showing this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, what's the pricing range on this?
Oh, that's a good question. Ones. You're gonna start around 23.9 for, well, 16.5 is the tuk-tuk, that's the smallest one.
Okay.
That's more of our shell model. So that one you can customize however you want. So you can see this one here has got propane tanks, outdoor shower, awning, got their alu cab awning on this. This one's totally custom from the owner of this. He's actually here at this show.
Okay.
But we build it from factory starting about 650 pounds. And then you're gonna go over to your Yoho hard side, about 23.9, Olympic hard side, 25.9, I believe. Don't quote me on this.
Okay.
Scoutcappers.com. Prices,
yes.
$25,900, yes. And then Kenai, $27,900 starting price on them. But you can check out the website, scoutcappers.com, and get the exact prices because I'm just talking right now.
That's just a shell, though, right, at that price?
No. So the only one that comes with a shell is the tuk-tuk.
Okay.
So that base price is going to include your, you know, your bed, your cushions, your dinette windows, your door, things like that. But it's basically a shell in the tuk-tuk. When you go to your Yoho model, you're going to have all your cabinets built in, your lifesaver jerry can, your cushions, your sink, your fan, your power station right now. All of that is part of the standard price. So you have basically a built-out camper at the in the other models, Yoho, Olympic, and Kenai. And then with our pop-ups, they're a few thousand more than the hard side of campers because we're using a vacuum-infused resin roof with GFC fabric as well and the lift system. So to add those things to it, it costs a little bit more money on the pop-ups, but awesome as well.
Right, well, thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Yeah.
I'm going to steal the mic back.
Yeah, you can have that. It's expensive.
Appreciate it. Thank you for your time. Guys,
all right. All right. Hey, I noticed something over here, Andrew. You should go check out.
You did? Okay.
Yeah, come look at this.
Thanks a
lot. Now, our friends from GMC are here, Andre.
Yeah.
And guess what they brought?
They brought a Hummer?
They brought a Hummer. Yeah, look at that, man.
Yes.
I was just with Tommy and Moab, and I had a chance to off-road the new Hummer.
And what'd you think?
SUV.
I mean, the SUV. What'd you think in Moab?
You know, we owned one, right? And when we first got it, it was sort of kind of, from a software perspective, half-baked. And now they've really worked on it. It's taken them 2 years, but it's a really good, good off-roader at this point. Now, this one, I love the color, first and foremost. That is such a cool color.
It's kind of like a dark bronze almost.
Yeah.
Metallic.
Deep Aurora metallic. Thank you very much.
It's beautiful.
It looks nice.
And you know, if there's not a lot you need to do to it, right? Just throw up your pop-up tent.
Yeah, there's a ladder on the other side.
And a ladder and you're good to
ladder,
go.
Yeah. So this is a GM accessory, so you could actually get it via a dealer, right?
Yeah, you could, Yeah, it's about just under 4,000, 37.
Okay.
100, but,
and we're looking at this kind of a large FSR pop-up tent on the roof of this Hummer EV SUV.
Yeah, it's cool. It's really cool. Let me show you the exact opposite. That's why I brought you over here.
Here
you've got like modern all electric. And check this out, Andre. This is the exact opposite of what that is, in my mind at least, right?
Yeah, it's super kind of a Frankenstein's monster.
Yeah, it's a...
TFL guys.
TFL, how are you?
Hi.
Hey. Yeah, it is a pleasure.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you for watching. I appreciate it. Yeah.
We watch you guys all the time. How many cameras you guys got? Now?
Too many, man.
Many.
We're always doing videos.
Awesome.
Good stuff. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I was thinking of y'all yesterday. We seen a line of camouflage
cars
going to Pikes Peak.
Sweet. Prototypes.
Yeah. It made me think of you guys.
And he said he didn't mention. You see, I listen.
Nice to meet you.
Hi, I'm the other half.
Yes.
It's a good channel. Even I can learn some stuff. So
awesome.
We like that.
You guys are the best. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, it's Killbox, Andre. It's like a CJ Tommy.
It looks like a project.
CJ5, right? But
Truck.
It looks like it's been lengthened, unless it's an LJ, but LJ's were...
Well, Roman, you know how I know it's been lengthened?
Yes, how?
It's because this is the rear bumper of the stock one.
Oh, God, okay.
Here, and it's been extended at least several feet, as far as I can tell. I mean, to really make it into a giant off-road beast.
I mean, this is about as close as... Look at the interior. Show them the interior, Cole. Look at all the stuff in there.
Can we interrupt y'all? Can we get a picture?
Yeah, why don't you get a picture, Andre, and I'll keep podcasting.
All right.
So look at all this. It's pretty incredible. I love the wrench. These are some really cool details.
Yeah,
as part of the shifter.
Thanks a lot.
Take care, guys. Could it be a rat jeep? Instead of a rat rod, a rat jeep, would that be a good way to describe it?
This is kind of it. I love it. It looks really great.
Yeah, it's the exact opposite, of course, of the Hummer EV SUV. All right, well, let's keep going, dude. There's a lot more to see here.
Alrighty.
Time's a ticking. I'd like to go see something really big. Like, I think we got some earth roamers over here.
Yeah.
Because those are always kind of, you know, the most expensive of these.
I don't know if they have any new models.
You don't think
but I see a big giant Ford over there too.
Let's go check out that two big giant Fords. Let's go check them out. Andre, you know, this is America. Bigger is always better.
Yes.
Right?
That's why we love our, you know, elevation off-grid trucks as well, which are huge F-550s. I think elevation off-grid guys are also here, but I just haven't seen their booth yet.
All right, let's see what these Fords are. These look like they're kind of almost like it's a Kingstar camper. Do you know anything about Kingstar, Andre?
No.
I don't know anything about them.
And these are cruisers, starting at $59,960.
The Cruiser 6 and the Cruiser 8.
Yeah, so this is a little bit bigger.
Elevation's off-grid.
Yeah, this is based on elevation trucks.
Yeah, speaking of elevation's off-grid.
Yeah.
So,
I know. Bowen Customs beds are also out of Colorado, Roman.
Should we go check this out, the inside? Can we go in there? Whoa, let's check this out. Oh my God. Oh, Andre, you gotta come in here, dude. Come on. Is Andre coming in?
Yeah, I can
come on in, dude. Oh, come on in. All right, life is good. Life does not suck, Andre. I could see myself, heading to Moab in this thing and just
Wait, rode swivel chairs?
Yeah, come pick up a chair. We could do a formal podcast here.
Oh, yes. This could be our studio.
Yes.
Away from the studio.
Welcome to TFL Overlanding Talk. Today, my guest is Andrei Smirnov.
Ooh, thank you.
Who imported a vehicle all the way from Russia, only to figure out it needs a V8 American swap. Andrei, when did you figure out you needed an American V8 in your Buhanka?
When I was at my David's friend David's shop, and he said, I have a V8 laying on the floor. We need to put it in your van. And I said, yes.
There you have it. You've heard it from the horse's mouth itself. Anyway, okay. Andre, look, we got a refrigerator. We got a full cooktop. Do you like this better than the truck house, or do you like the truck house better? I didn't get to go inside there, so feels about the same size.
It's approximately the same size.
Yeah.
I think the truck house is a little bit, well, of course, more premium.
Right.
And the price reflects that.
Yeah.
This is...
Let me ask you, as a truck guy, when do you run out of payload on some of this stuff?
Well, never, because this is a 550.
Yeah, so what's the payload on it officially?
Well, officially, if this was a naked chassis F550, you would have a payload of about 9,500 pounds, which is like a Hummer. You could take that electric EV's SUV and you could put it on the bed of this truck.
And then put a little tiny tent on the top.
But instead, what they did here is that Bowen custom flatbed, right? Yeah. Plus this Kingstar camper. By the way, this is sold.
Oh,
it says right there.
All right, well, let's go over to Earth Roamer, which is just down the way, and let's check out some a little bit more expensive rigs.
Okay.
I don't like the fact that the toilet here
at the doorway
has a curtain. Cool, just a curtain.
Okay.
Not exactly super private when I'm using it, because there's a lot of sounds coming out of there, and a curtain just won't do.
I don't want to hear about that.
All right, let's go check out Earth Roamer. Come on, right there.
Okay.
All right, now, of course, Earth Roamer has been... The Cadillac of off-roaders, Andre?
About Rolls-Royce.
The Rolls-Royce of off-roaders?
Yes.
These guys are the overlanding rig for the stars, like John Mayer has one, I believe, right?
Yeah.
Big,
huge celebrities, yes.
Yeah. And what makes them so unusual, of course, is the build quality. I remember when we did a video of one of these, I had a little crappy... fisheye camera, and I did a walk around of it.
And it was one of the most popular videos ever, I think.
Yeah, so how big? What are we looking at here, dude?
Oh, gosh. This is like 42s.
Yeah?
Let's look. 365 80 R20s, MPTs. So this is basically a military truck tire from like 42 to 44 inches.
And we're sitting on a Ford F-550 again.
Yeah.
So, as big as it gets.
Is it flat now, or does it
Roman, do you see these? Yeah. So they have like special door locks. So like, if you want extra security, you always have this.
Let's go around the other one because I got the music blaring in this one, Andre.
Yeah.
I gotta say though, I understand, you know, that you're looking at the most expensive of these rigs, but I'm not a huge fan of the Rhino, you know, Line-X.
Well, yeah, the entire exterior is Rhino line or bed line, basically, this material.
Yeah, to me that always kind of says, like, I'm rusty, and so it's an easy way to cover that up. I'm not a big
fan. Well, I don't think these are rusty, but I see your feeling about that.
They seem to have music playing in both of them, Andre.
Yes.
And that's a problem because we're going to get demonetized as a video, so we can't really go in there. But look, you got a winch on the back, a winch on the front.
By the way, how would you like to lift that 150 or 200 pound
there's
tire?
There's usually a winch back there, so it winches down.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the max.
Hey, good to see you.
Ben.
Hi. Hey, Ben Roman, nice to meet you.
You're
nice
from you. Earth Roamer, right?
I am.
Yeah, and your local company, you're just down the highway, right?
About 20 minutes south.
Yes.
Yeah, we're in Dekono. It's a town that no one's ever heard of, but...
We know where Dekono is, yeah.
We're from Boulder.
Here, let me plug this on you.
Yeah.
So we're with TFL Truck. We're doing kind of a walk around. Kind of give us a walk around quick, you know, 5,000 foot briefing on what these two trucks are.
Sure. So we'll start with the LTI. So this is the red guy right behind you.
Yep.
So this is on a Ford F-550 chassis.
Yep.
This is kind of our bread and butter. We've been doing this for 26 years. We've been building on the F-550s. The LTI was kind of our graduation into the carbon fiber world, the lithium world. So it's a one-piece vacuum-infused carbon fiber shell that we build in-house.
So very lightweight, right?
Super lightweight. Yeah, it's a lot nicer. It's given us better gas mileage as well. So you get about 9 to 12 mpgs out of both models with the carbon fiber. So we usually say this one's better for two adults, a couple dogs maybe. The other one, the SX, is more for four adults. So this will have a California King bed up in the bunk, and then the dinette will convert into like kind of two twin beds.
Hey Cole, you could probably go in there. We'll stay out here with the mics. So we'll show the inside. We could demonetize if we have the music playing. So two family, four family, two and a dog, four and a dog, yeah?
Yeah.
All right. And then.
And if you want to shove a couple more kids in the pass-through garage over there, you could.
You could, yeah. Or a couple more dogs. We're just kidding. How much?
So this one, as it sits right here, which we would consider a pretty well optioned out, it's about $825,000.
Yep. And the SX?
$825,000. The SX starts at $1,095,000.
Okay.
And it can range anywhere kind of from that price to about $1.2. $1.2 is usually what we see them go out the door for.
And is there a weight for them, or are they, if you say, hey, I want an Earth Roamer, can you get one now?
Yeah, not right at the moment. Yeah. Obviously, we got to build it. Everything's made to order. Yeah. So right now, we're looking at about April of next year.
That's not horrible.
Yeah, so we've caught up a little bit on lead time. Not too far off.
How long have you been with the company?
Since January.
Okay, all right. Yep. So we used to go to Dekono because we had our press fleet there. I was right next to you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And back in the day, you guys were building them on Jeep chassis. Do you remember that?
Yep, the JPs.
Yeah.
I wasn't here, obviously, at that point in time, but I do still see, I run our social media, so I still see them pop up. We get tagged from owners who still have their JPs.
And the great thing about Earth Roamers is they don't seem to depreciate much.
Nope.
You know, people still...
Yeah, we've had a lot of owners sell their Earth Roamers for more than they bought it for.
Yeah, yeah. Kind of like a Rolex.
Mm-hmm.
And in terms of payload and kind of GVWR, what are we looking at?
So this one, as it sits here, is about 18,000 pounds.
Okay.
I believe the payload's about 19.5.
Okay.
Again, this is a well-optioned out one.
Yeah.
So obviously, you know, if you didn't opt for some of the options, you're shaving off a little more weight there. But we still give you that wiggle room to add in more weight if you want. Water weight, people weight, gear, and things of that nature. And then the other one sits at about 22,000 pounds, and it's about the same difference.
What kind of fuel economy are you looking at?
9 to 12 mpgs on both.
Hey, Cole, you want to run in and get the inside of the SX while we finish talking? Thank you very much.
Yeah, when we drove SX down to Flagstaff for the Overland Expo there, we averaged about 11.5
mpgs. Well, that's not horrible.
Yeah.
For a 550. And what size are those? You said
that's a Chevrolet 6500.
Oh, that's a Chevy. Yeah. Oh, yeah. God, I didn't even notice. Yeah. Good. Yeah. Thank God we have Andre here.
Is on a Chevy.
Yeah. I'm a truck dude.
He's a truck dude, yeah. What else could I ask you in terms of kind of connectivity and how long can you live off grid on this thing? If you go, let's say you go on a weight room trail in Moab and you park it, how long before you have to go back to...
Yeah, I mean, that's a very variable question
because,
you know, if you're the type of person that likes to turn your microwave on for 30 minutes,
sure.
then you're going to be cranking more power. If you like to leave your AC running all the time, then you're going to be cranking more power. Usually the first thing that our customers run out of is water.
Okay.
So power-wise, I mean, this has got 1,600 watts of solar on the roof of the SX.
Wow.
And about 1,300 watts on the roof of the LTI. 18,000 watt-hours of battery. Now we're offering 24,000 watt-hour standard. That used to be an upgrade. We've recently changed that. So, I mean, I would say that it's 120 gallons of fresh water on the SX and about 100 gallons on the LTI. If you're cautious, ideally you would, electricity-wise, assuming that, you know, it's not cloudy for seven straight days, you should be able to just be fully self-sufficient. Water obviously needs to be changed out. You need to empty cassette toilets, but we have a cassette system so you can empty those off-grid, so...
Andre, so I have a question for you.
Yeah, what's up?
By the way, what's that green van over there?
Ha! Oh my gosh, look at that. That's a BrightDrop all-electric GM van. What is it doing at Overland Expo?
I don't know. Maybe they overlanded it. Hey, so I have a question for you.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you $1,100,000. All right?
1.1?
I'll give you 1.5.
1.5?
Yeah. All right, 1.5.
Wow.
Now, you can spend $400,000 buying a property.
Yes.
And then you have the choice... Now, keep in mind, at this point, your family's gone. It's just you and your wife.
So okay, no, so no kids.
So you could buy this beautiful property somewhere in the woods, in the mountains, and then do you, A, for $1 million, build a house on it, or B, buy the SX Earth Roamer and just park it and have that as your house?
No, neither.
Okay.
I'll take $500,000 and I'll buy a truck house.
Okay.
$500,000.
All right.
And use the other $500,000 to try to build a home on that land. How about that?
All right, so let's look at this and then we'll go over and talk to Scott, our friend at Rider Justice.
Wow.
Well, okay. Let's see what they did with this.
This is fun.
This is cool. Hey guys,
is this yours?
Yeah, sure is.
Yeah? Oh, this is cool.
I'm Andre from TFL Truck.
Patrick, nice to meet you.
Hey, Patrick.
Nice to meet you. Sam, our CEO.
Sam. Hey, Sam. Nice. Hey, can I put a mic on you? We're doing kind of a podcast.
Yeah. I think, did we email?
We may have, I don't know.
I'm not sure, maybe.
Yeah. Let me pop this on you there, Sam.
We're from TFL Truck, TFL Car, YouTube channels. So I've seen several BrightDrop vans, but did you turn this into a camper?
Yeah.
Can you show us around?
Yeah.
Come in, let's come in.
So yeah, fully electric camper van, 270 miles of range.
Okay.
On a full charge. This one is hand painted by a Michigan artist, Ivan Montoya. And yeah, we can go inside, so.
It's kind of really kind of cool, kind of a green theme on the outside.
So this is a GM platform called the BrightDrop.
Yeah.
I'll show you the inside. We do a modular interior system. So you can see this sort of nice, homey, sort of rustic cabin-y feel inside with this nice kind of oak plywood. And the idea with our modular system is you see this sort of frame structure.
Uh-huh. Because it comes really as a kind of a... kind of a fuselage, right? The van.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
It's usually used for package deliveries,
that's
right?
That's right.
But it looks like you've built almost like Legos,
yeah,
in a way.
Yeah.
I mean, these little panels.
Yeah. Yeah, so we build this whole interior structure, and we build it on the warehouse floor, and then this whole structure gets put inside, and then all the furniture modules are sort of like Legos, like you said, and so everything attaches to the frame structure. And then you can also use, you can see some examples like this paper towel holder, or these hooks. We also have lights that mount to the rail. So you can mount stuff to the rail system, and then every piece of furniture, like this microwave module, the storage cabinets, it all mounts to the rail system. And so things can be adjusted. You know, for us on the customization side, customers can, you know, customize the layout. They can choose, do they want the shower there? Do they want the shower here? Do they want, you know, a three-unit wide bench or a two-unit wide bench? Do they want, you know, how wide of a kitchen? We just have a lot of different options and modules.
And they can specify it before
they order it. Yeah, but then they can also change it later too.
Okay.
So you could actually, like, you know, basically remove some bolts,
yeah,
you know, take off this storage piece, put something else there, things like that.
I love that. So you can kind of reconfigure it, depends on what you're doing, right?
If
you're carrying motorcycles or
exactly
whatnot.
Yeah,
right?
we can do taller beds with more we go around the back.
Yeah, let's go around the back.
There's some storage space under the garage.
But before we leave the interior. Yeah. So we just saw the Hummer EV SUV
there
in the GMC
cool.
booth.
Yeah.
And like the steering wheel and some of the controls and some of the screens, this is what GM kind of you know, built the bride drop van on top of, and yeah. It feels familiar, right? So yeah, if you like GM or GMCs or Chevrolet electric vehicles, this looks pretty cool.
Yeah, and the UI is similar. I mean, it's got, you know, all the safety features, 360
and all the cameras, yes.
Apple CarPlay, Android Auto. It's a good vehicle.
Yeah, let's go out back really quick. And by the way, how do people find you guys?
One thing too is you see this jump seat here. So because it was designed as a delivery vehicle, this is sort of the passenger seat it comes with, which is not, you know, super great for a long drive. So we actually replaced this. We didn't on this marketing vehicle, but normally for customers, we'd swap this out with a much nicer, more comfortable
seat. Yeah. Seat. Okay. Yeah. All right, are we good? One more thing. All right. First of all, how do people find you? And second of all, let's look at the back really quick.
Yeah, yeah.
And also pricing.
Yeah, yeah. So the price is $195.
Kind of the way similar to this?
The way that we see it, yeah. A little bit different based on what modules you get. But yeah, this is the garage space I was talking about.
Okay.
You can find us on our website, groundedrvs.com.
Okay.
And we're also on Instagram, groundedrvs. And all the doors are sliding too. So they're all, this is a roll-up garage door, the passenger and driver door, sliding doors. So there's no like clearance impact, which is nice for a camper.
And you said 270-ish miles?
270-ish miles,
Of range. What do you think, Roman?
I love it. It's cool, dude.
Yeah. I've never seen one before.
Yeah, I'm going to steal this back.
There we have it.
There we have it, guys. This is
appreciate
becoming,
it. A world debut.
A world debut. And people are, you know, like really a little leery of electric vehicles. And yet here in the place where you think you wouldn't have any, this is their second electric vehicle.
Yes.
So.
Good appreciate on you, man. Thank you very much.
All right.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
Hey, Andre, we've got a buddy over here, our friend Scott from Rider Justice. So let's go say hi to him.
Yeah.
You know, if you guys love TFL and you love what we do, one of the reasons we're able to do this is because we've got great sponsors like Scott.
Yes, amazing. And also Onyx Off-Road.
And Onyx Off-Road that enable us to actually, you know, crank out all these videos and at the same time pay our rent and feed our families. So,
yes.
You don't need to know a thing.
There's Scott at Rider Justice. Hey, Scott.
How are you, man?
Good to see you.
Good to see you, man.
Good to see you.
You were at this show pretty much every year, right?
Yes. This is, I think, our fourth year so far. Yeah, it's been great. And head of the Moto Village and just absolutely love the Overland Expo.
So Scott is an extraordinary attorney, but more importantly, he's an extraordinary person. So if you guys need some help, why don't you tell him what you do?
I've been a motorcycle lawyer and personal injury lawyer now for over 25 years and helping people not only in the courtroom but also in the state house, making roads safer for people, making the road safer for pedestrians and motorcyclists, and just doing whatever we can to celebrate the community but also make sure people are taken care of if something bad happens.
And you're also an enthusiast of trucks, you have a Tacoma, enthusiast of motorcycles, right?
All the stuff. You can find embarrassing pictures of me with my old Land Cruiser, 72 Land Cruiser from the 80s that I had, and I've been doing this stuff for a long time, just love it. Finally got this thing running. This is a COVID project that we had. Finally running now, making smoothies for us today. So
that's pretty bad.
The Honda is making smoothies?
Yeah, it's making smoothies. It's an old 73 CB360.
That's so.
And we've gotten it finally working. This is an inaugural weekend. It's been great.
Another world debut.
I love the bronze rims.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
Yeah, I lightened it up and tried to make it more for kind of up by my place up in the mountains, some of the places where you guys do some trails, and just nice, easy kind of fire road kind of stuff around town, cafe-ish. Yeah, it's been fun.
It's funny, when I was a kid, right, these were called Enduros.
Yeah.
And then they changed the name of them, they rebranded them, and now they're back to Enduros.
Yeah, and this style that we made in this is called more like a brat, and just kind of more fun, just fun thing to do. So it's been a great build.
You want to try to make a smoothie?
Yeah, we'll fire it up.
Fire it up, let's make a smoothie.
Wow, I've never seen this before.
A motorcycle smoothie.
Motorcycle smoothie.
Yeah, you better close that.
Okay.
All right, fire it up. And Scott, I take it tonight this could be a margarita.
Well, we're not allowed to say that here.
No, we won't say it.
It's, you know, BYOT, bring your own tequila.
Yeah.
And then, we could take care of that.
Sounds great. All right. this. Scott just jumped on this classic Honda, fired it up, and there's a mechanism where there's kind of a treadmill that turns a bunch of gears that then turns a grinder that then makes a smoothie. Can we try one?
Yeah.
All right, Andre, you want to try it?
Yes.
All right. Oh,
I think it's strawberry based, isn't it?
Strawberry lemonade.
Okay. Oh, this is sweet. Strawberry lemonade.
Strawberry lemonade. This is the tastiest Honda smoothie I've ever had.
Yeah, it's got a little bit of Honda, a little bit of America in here. It's got it all.
That is delicious.
Thank you. On a hot day, this is priceless.
Yeah, exactly.
Since
I'm not selling anything, we might as well do something fun.
And you know what else is priceless? A good attorney.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
So Rider Justice, check it out. Scott's been great to us.
Yeah,
thank you, dude.
We love you guys, and thank you for everything.
Thank you for everything.
Looking forward to doing more fun stuff with you guys in the future.
I appreciate it.
And thanks for the smoothie.
Yeah, thanks for everything.
All right.
You guys everywhere. I was at the Colorado Auto Show like last year, and I came up and talked to you.
I appreciate it.
Listen to your podcast.
Yes. Thank you very much. Thank you.
You are on our podcast right now.
Am I? Great.
Yes.
Can't wait to see it.
Yes.
I'm Andy. I'm in Arvada, Colorado, and these guys are great, and I listen to their podcast and watch their YouTube.
Appreciate it. Cheers.
Cheers. Andy. Cheers.
To the Honda smoothie.
Cheers to the Honda smoothie.
All right. Guys. All right.
Thank you, Ryder Justice.
Thanks again.
I appreciate it.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you. You know, I kind of feel like we've done nothing but expensive vehicles, Andre. Should we go look for something that's not quite as expensive?
Well, here's one. There's an Xterra that somebody really built up, Roman.
That's got to have the biggest wheels I've ever seen on Xterra.
Yeah,
this is going to be 40s, right?
This is 38s, Roman, close. I mean, these are giant tires. Sorry, Bob. Oh, they're going to start it up, I think.
Hope they don't drive it away because the...
Okay.
Hey.
I watch you guys' YouTube all the time.
Oh, I appreciate it so much.
Yeah.
Dude, you put 38... Is this yours?
This is mine.
You put 38 on an Xterra?
Yeah.
Here, Andre, put this mic on him for a second.
There you go. What's your name?
My name is Connor.
Connor. Good to see you, man.
Nice to meet you as well.
Tell me a little bit... do you take this out? Tell me a little bit about this.
I wheeled the crap out of this thing.
Okay.
I've broken many, many things. I actually, at the end of last year, I blew up the V6, so I took a Titan V8 and slapped that in there.
Oh, nice. It's a V8 swapped.
V8 swap.
How about axles? Suspension.
Up front, they call it the Titan swap.
Yeah.
So
let's look at that.
Titan diff, Titan CVs, Titan suspension up front with like a long travel shock, basically. Gets you just shy of like 11 inches or so of travel up front.
Yeah.
And then front E-locker in there. And then rear axle is still stock. And then I actually got a 3-inch spacer on the rear to match the width in the front.
I think you're maxing out the tire size, basically.
Pretty much. I need to do some clearance work in the rear. If you look how close.
Yeah, let's look.
It's very, very close right now. So it does rub a little bit. But actually, as it goes up, it tucks decently well at the top. So I just need to kind of trim a little bit.
Maybe on the front side?
Yeah, where the door is. And the reason I haven't done it yet is because the door is hollow.
Yeah.
And so I would need a little bit of fabrication work for that.
Are you Colorado based?
Salt Lake,
okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you've got a lot of territory, I mean, between Colorado and Utah.
Yes.
And you got a lot of territory you could go to.
Yeah, lots of territory to check out. I'm originally from the East Coast, so I've slowly worked my way west with different jobs that I've had and kind of settled in Salt Lake area. And I say it's the best life decision I've made just to move out there. So it's been a good time.
And these tires have been good to you?
I love these tires. I run, this is my summer setup. In the wintertime, I run their Mud Grappler.
So this is a Nitto. Can you just explain it a little bit?
Yeah, so this is the Trail Grappler. This is a 38 by 13 and a half. It's their Mud Terrain, one of their Mud Terrain tires. And
what about winter, you said?
For the winter setup, I have a 37 by 14 and a half Mud Grappler, and I put studs in it.
Okay.
So that's my winter setup, and I do a ton of crazy stuff with that.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
this is the craziest V8 swap, Titan swap, Xterra.
How much money are you into it, you think?
Way too much.
We're looking for inexpensive bills, but this is not the right one. My favorite part right there is the toilet paper hanging off the...
You never know when you're going to need it.
Exactly.
That's a priceless mod right there.
Yeah.
Really, really good.
When I first bought this was the first car I bought out of college. You know, I wanted to buy a 4Runner, was looking at Jeeps as well. It just wasn't in the budget. So... I bought this for $10,000 with 90,000 miles on it. And that was like end of 2017, early 2018. And I was like, I'll just put some wheels and tires on it just to be able to get through the snow. Now look at it.
Did you sawzall off the fenders? Is that how you got those big tires under there?
So the rear has had no work to it at all as far as metal.
Right.
The plastic is trimmed a little bit.
Okay.
Because the axle actually goes back a little bit as it goes up. But the front has had some custom tubbing done for the front, just to be able to clear all, all that kind of thing.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Really appreciate it.
Oh,
appreciate
all right. Good to see you.
Nice all right. See you. Take all care. Right. See ya. Right. See ya.
Well, let's keep keep moving.
Yeah,
by the way, we're also going to have a kind of a SUV-based show, right?
Yeah.
Kind of a car-based show.
Over at the car channel, we're going to do the same thing, but show you all the cool cars here. So if you're wondering, you know, why we're not looking at
Grenadiers,
Broncos,
Land Cruisers.
Yeah, we will. It's just over at TFL Car Chat.
And I have an excuse. That's a V8 Titan swapped Xterra, okay?
Love
so
it.
It's a truck.
I love it. Well, you know, we kind of categorize these big SUVs as trucks anyway. All right, so let's find...
Andre.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. What's your name?
Tim.
Tim, nice to meet you.
Yeah, I was just telling my wife on the way up here, Bucky's. We passed Bucky's.
Bucky's!
We passed it, too. We were saying we got to stop and get some either Beaver Nuggets,
Beaver Chips,
or Beaver Chips.
So appreciate
good to see you guys.
Good to see you.
Like the channel.
Thank
Watch
you.
You guys whenever I can.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You know, Andre, we're really blessed to have such great fans
community,
and
yes.
viewers. Yeah, I really feel like, you know, without you guys and the people we're meeting here, this would not be possible. So
no, absolutely not.
Super, super lucky. All right, so looks like we have a really cool Frontier over here.
Yeah, dude, I see more Nissans.
Yeah, that's
We usually don't spend a lot of time on Nissans, but I see a couple more very interesting ones.
Yeah, now we're actually talking about things with the bed as opposed to an Xterra, which doesn't have a bed.
Yeah.
By the way, I've seen a boat ton of Grenadiers. I would say
this is the year of the Grenadier.
Good. Good alliteration. Or rhyme.
The year of the Grenadier.
Yeah, good. How about this guy? All dogs off road. So you're
ready.
And look, they have a dog. Come on. You gotta love that.
Yeah.
Say hi to these guys?
Yeah.
Hey guys,
hey.
Hi. We're with TFL.
Visit.
We're kind of doing a walk around.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We just
came
by
to visit you guys on the.
We invited us out to the ranch 3 years ago. We still need to get out there.
Okay. Well, let's make it happen this year. How about that?
Sounds good. Let me know what would be a good times to come out, and I can.
Monday.
Yeah. Let me put a mic on you, Andre. Will ask you some questions about all dogs, and I love the fact that you guys have dogs.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
We're dog people. I used to be a cat person, now I'm a dog person.
I mean,
as
we
well.
Have everyone.
Yes.
This is my first employee is very much a cat person.
So tell the audience what you guys do.
Okay, so
which truck should we show?
All of them.
All of them. Let's start with the blue one.
Can we
do this?
So this is Kyle's truck. This is a 2015 Frontier, if I remember correctly, and it's Titan swapped, and it's outfitted with our prototype Fox Performance Elite shocks, front and rear. It's a very nice overlanding setup, very comfortable.
And by Titan swap, do you mean just engine and or suspension?
No, specific to suspension. So
okay.
On Nissan applications, Nissan used the same frame mounting points between the Frontier, the Xterra, R51 Pathfinder, and the Titan. And so you can actually build a long travel setup for a fraction of the price of a, like say doing a Total Chaos setup for like a Toyota Tacoma.
I love
something.
Your snorkel top or
yeah.
his snorkel
it's
top.
It's very
right
tasteful.
Here. Yes.
The Lego
it's,
head there.
It's a Lego head, yes.
Yep.
All right, so what other things do you guys do?
Nissan's our biggest bread and butter, but...
let's look at the new one.
Yep, we do a lot with the third gens now, so my truck is a black one back there. I have a Super Pacific camper, and I'm running a prototype suspension. Then this is Michael's third gen front. This is a 2023, and these are Icon shocks, front and rear, that we just came out with. But he is also Titan swapped. My truck is the only truck in here that's not Titan swapped.
Gets a little bit extra clearance, right?
It does. I mean, a little more clearance, more height. Because I've got the camper on there, I didn't want the height because it would mess with my center of gravity. So I wanted to be lower to the ground, and my dog is getting old. So I got to make it easier for him to get in.
Can we look inside your truck or a little
Absolutely.
Bit on your camper?
It's
I was going to say this, and Roman would agree
uh-huh.
with me. We've tested many Frontiers over the years.
Yep.
And, especially the latest Pro 4X.
Yep.
We took it up St. John's Trail in Colorado.
Sure.
And we love the capability. Roman, I was just talking about us testing this stock truck, but we had the same complaint. Ground clearance was a complaint.
Yes, always right? will be. Titan swap will mitigate that. It will help significantly.
Yeah, and this one is significantly better. I mean, you could see the clearance of this truck.
Yep.
And it's really, really
one
good.
Thing that you don't see is the travel, too. So this is a significant improvement in travel. making you much more off-road capable.
So okay. I gotta ask, what's it feel like to drive a Frontier with the Titan powertrain with a big old V8?
Well, I haven't actually ever driven one. So oh. These are all suspension
only. Suspension
based. But,
I thought you swapped the blue one. I thought that was
no, he's suspension specifically. Also. Yep. Now they are
that,
running.
The Xterra was V8 swapped too.
Yes,
we
that's
just saw an Xterra.
Conhex, yeah. Xterra down there.
Yeah,
yep.
Yeah.
Kyle says that he will VK swap at some point, and I've been pushing him on it.
Can you supercharge?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yep.
Yeah, that would be the other way to do it.
Yep. Boosting on the Frontiers on the VQ40, yeah. You got to be really careful because the connecting rods are very thin, so they don't handle boosts super great,
yep.
But there are aftermarket options for connecting rods if someone wanted to do a full engine.
Where are you guys based out of? I keep forgetting.
Lincoln, Nebraska.
Okay.
So we're about 7 hours from here.
Okay.
Yeah, nice. And
is not too far.
Is this affordable? No. We're looking for something that's, you know, not earth roamer cost.
Oh, yes, of course. No, I mean, that's the best thing about Nissan is everything is very budget friendly and there's so much interchangeability on the OEM side. Like, you can take a Nissan Titan front diff, slap it in. It's like upgrading from a Dana 30 to a Dana 44 on a Jeep.
So where
can
people find you?
Website, Instagram, YouTube.
AllDogsOffroad.
AllDogsOffroad.
Yep. Thanks, man. Really appreciate it.
No, thank you, guys.
I'm going to steal this back.
Always
and
happy to see
our range, Tumbleweed Ranch, is about, 40 minutes away?
Yeah.
Maybe 45?
Yeah.
So when I said Monday, I was almost not kidding.
Oh, I know. We actually, close the shop the week after Mountain Expo every year. We go down to Moab.
Okay.
So we are.
Enjoy.
We're
happy to commit.
First
yeah.
time, actually.
Oh, really? Well, contact us, TFL Truck, on Instagram.
Okay.
On your way back.
Okay.
Yeah, let me know.
Will do.
All right,
so,
I appreciate it.
So, yeah, Hell's Revenge.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
No, they're all bypasses.
Yeah.
You can just go in there, and if you want to do the hot tubs, do them. If you want to do the escalator, do it. If you don't, you don't have to.
Yep.
All right, see ya.
Yep.
All right,
we're talking for a beer later, guys.
All right, okay, thanks. We were talking about the Ineos, Andre, and here's one right here. Wow, it's beefy. Look at the wheels. Look at that. Yes. You know what I haven't seen, though? I haven't seen is it the Quartermaster?
The pickup truck version of it.
Yeah, I haven't seen those
we
yet.
We might be able to find one.
I don't know if
let's keep
are
moving.
Are they here yet even?
I don't know, but the music here is quite loud.
Yes, it's a problem, Andre.
But we'll focus on some Grenadiers in our car podcast.
Look at this guy
our
over
CFL
here.
CFL car chat.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, this Mercedes.
We haven't really focused on a van.
Yeah, Mercedes Sprinter chassis. It's lifted, and it looks like it was a cab chassis.
Yeah.
Let me point to here. So it looks like it was a cab chassis, basically, like a truck, and then somebody put a camper shell, a giant camper body on the back of it.
Looks
this
sweet.
This is quite interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we
RRE-global.com.
Yeah, we haven't really focused much on vans.
There's all of them right there.
I know, but straight ahead of us is a row of Mercedes Sprinter vans, Andre. Look
yes.
at that. And here, look, we were talking about the Grenadiers. There's three of them to our right. In my favorite color.
And this is a Grenadier themselves.
Oh, this is the company itself. But they don't have a pickup here, so maybe they're not in the U.S. yet. Unless there's one over here. Nope. Not there yet.
Okay. Come this way.
Okay.
I see my friends at Elevation Off Grid.
All right, let's go say hi to them. Because
right
my
here.
God, yeah, of course it's Elevation Off Grid.
Yes.
The biggest, baddest Fords.
Fords.
Here, I think.
They also work on Ram chassis. So
yeah.
They do Rams, they do Fords. And really their specialty is suspension.
You know, Colorado has become quite the place for people modifying.
For actual companies.
Yeah, Earth
right?
Roamers here. Earth Roamers here.
No, many.
These guys are here, yeah.
Many companies, camper companies, truck companies.
I'm joking.
There's Jeremy right there. Bed manufacturers, trailer manufacturers we talked about. Truck suspension manufacturers.
You want to do a quick walk around or you want to say hi to Jeremy? What do you want to do?
Well, let me see. So they're doing a couple things.
Yep.
So if you don't want the 550, they also do 350 Ford chassis. And the big thing is the suspension, which is liquid spring.
Which is unusual, which is what makes these guys kind of different for everybody else.
So yeah, but it's basically a hydraulic suspension, hydraulic-based suspension, and it adjusts in real time. And you have about, 6 inches or more of up and down height adjustment. So this is one of the higher settings. You can also bring it down and bring the truck down.
Is that a single wheel dually? Yeah, it's a single rear wheel
yep.
dually. Yeah,
yep.
I love that.
Yep.
That's such a good
That's a good new thing, right? Because with the real dualies, you got to worry about six tires worth of
and rocks being stuck between wheels.
Yeah, yeah. It's a whole deal. You want to say hi to Jeremy, since we're here?
Yeah.
How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, good to see you, man.
Good to see you.
Yes. I love this color on this F-350.
Good to see you.
This is beautiful, huh?
Yeah.
Glacier gray.
Wow. Yeah, we're just doing a quick walk around, showing what's here.
Good to see you, man.
Nice to see you.
Roman and I are doing a podcast walk around.
Hey, Jeremy, how are you? I haven't met you, but it's a pleasure.
This is Roman, yeah.
We were just saying Colorado's becoming quite the hotbed of off-roading and
truck building.
Yeah. Let me put this on you and kind of Andre, won't you?
Sure.
I can just clip it on here.
Whose big monster is this truck?
So that's a client's truck.
Okay.
That's a host mammoth camper on it.
So it's got color-matched Boeing bed.
Yeah.
This is quite amazing.
So this truck was actually star white to begin with. So it was pearl white.
Okay.
And now it's Nardo gray. So we basically did a full color change. Nardo gray is an Audi color.
Yeah, it's gorgeous, dude.
Thank you. Thank
you. Gorgeous. And then this camper is one of the biggest campers I think you can put on a pickup truck, right?
It is. It is. This camper scaled at 5,200 pounds without water. But
this truck is more than capable, right? 100%,
yeah. Truck has a little over a 10,000 pound payload.
Yeah, absolutely.
And of course, you're taking some of the payload with the bed itself.
Correct.
And then the camper on top of it.
Yep, yep.
But it's humongous. It's mammoth 11.6.
Yep.
That's basically the length of this.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah, and that's front all the way to rear. Triple slides. So there's a lot of room in there.
Can we see inside really briefly?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, yep.
All right, let me jump in really fast. Cole, let's go.
We got blue.
Go blue. Oh, excuse us. Wow. Cole, you got to see this. Jeremy. Jeremy, so I used to own a small truck camper.
Okay.
Pop top.
Yep, yep.
And this is the largest truck camper I've ever seen.
It's huge. It's wild. This folds out into a bed.
Okay.
This folds out into a bed also for like little ones.
Yes.
So that's pretty cool.
And there's a giant back window, and you said three slides.
Three slides, so driver side, passenger side, and then you also have rear. So when it's fully, when all three slides are fully extended, it's big.
So there's so many options. I mean, you could have custom built shells, you can have removable campers like this.
Absolutely.
You could have pop tops, yep. Rooftop tents. My head is spinning right now, dude.
It's fun.
This is
fun.
Cool.
A lot of options.
This is cool.
Kind of be tailored to whatever your use case is going to be.
Yeah, so ceiling mounted, air conditioning, mm-hmm. vents.
This unit has 1,200 amp hours of lithium.
Okay.
We think the AC will run for about 16 hours with no sun, which is pretty crazy if you think about it, just straight off the batteries.
Yeah. And the technology, like you said, batteries and electrical management systems, mm-hmm. and of course your suspension systems on your truck.
That's really the foundation of it. Yeah, absolutely. Liquid spring is where it's at in terms of safety and drivability and all that.
And also capability.
And capability, right? Yeah.
Because you can lift it up, you can clear some obstacles, you have weight carrying capacity on that.
Yep, absolutely.
Beautiful. Good to see you, man.
Nice to see you.
I'll grab your mic really quick. Hold on a second. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
We'll see you again soon.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Yep.
Hey, Roman.
Yo.
Dude, this is the biggest truck camper I've ever seen.
Well,
you should.
What a great.
You go in there.
Makes the Earth Roamer look like a bean trailer. Is that what you're saying?
No, makes every other truck camper tiny.
All right, let me think. I'll just take a quick peek, okay?
Hold on. Right. Cole, go with him. I just want to see what he thinks.
All right, let's look what this is. Holy cannoli! Oh my God, it's almost got an island. It almost has an island. This is just incredible. All right, well, this is the one you can live out of permanently. And how much is this?
Camper's about 100 grand.
100? That's not horrible. 100 grand for the camper and the truck?
No.
How much for the truck?
Truck can be had for 175 to 210.
That's not bad. So 300,000, you're looking at a setup very similar to this.
Yep.
Something that you can actually sell your house and live out of. Yeah.
I mean, maybe if you live in like Oklahoma or something. Yeah.
Or even here, Colorado.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, man. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you for your time.
My pleasure.
All right. Let's keep going, guys.
We're gonna keep moving.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see you later.
See you Well, Andre, I think we should wrap this up. I think we've been going about an hour right now.
Well, we could go another 3 hours, Roman. Do you want to go another 3 hours?
Well, we're going to go another hour over at,
Car Chat.
Yeah, exactly. So I could use a drink.
Okay.
Because it's pretty hot. I know the
strawberry lemonade didn't quench your thirst.
If I had a real size one, this is not the dentist size cup. You know, what do you think of the Grenadier? People ask why we sold ours so quickly.
Well, we sell our buy vehicles because we want them first, right? We want to show them and we want to real world test them. And then we have to move on to something else when people get bored of them.
Yeah.
Our channel.
And it's funny because, I mean, we were the first to have it and we did all these videos. And now everybody's kind of like catching on to how really good off-road.
No, but we want to do, you know, the efficiency testing, off-road testing. You know, if it tows a trailer, we want to do a trailer testing, right?
Ooh, I like the Ranger Raptor, Andre.
Ooh, it looks like ours.
Is that eruption green?
Yes, it looks like that, yes.
Is that eruption
green? No. I think they have another color name.
Okay.
I'm forgetting. It's another green. It's not eruption. It's
squirty green.
It's forest, something forest.
Oh, now squirty green. That's a nice setup.
Dude, the Ranger Raptor is actually a really great chassis. We own a Ranger Raptor.
Yeah.
And I think both you and I really love that truck.
This one looks like it's squatting a little bit, Andre. Looks like there's a lot of weight on it.
Well, they did add a lot of stuff, including skis on top of this one.
Yeah, and I'm hoping they put the reinforcement.
We learned about that. Yeah.
Check out alltfl.com if you want to learn about
that. Should we wrap
up? Yeah, let's wrap up. This has been a hoot. It's really fun to meet
Let's wrap
of our
up
fans.
Next to that Tundra.
All right.
It's really big and bold.
Let's go look at the Tundra. I don't want to end. I mean, I just want to keep going and going. There's so much here.
I know. That's why I'm saying we can do another 3 hours.
We could.
So this Tundra, let me look at the tires on this one because this Tundra looks beefy. It's got custom bumpers. It's got, I think the wheel is a little bit too big. I would like more tire than wheel. But this is 37. Yeah, Tundra on 37s, my friend.
Should we call it the Starlink Tundra?
It's got a Starlink antenna.
Yeah, it's got
it. It's becoming, you know, everybody I talk to in overlanding community and camping community have mentioned Starlink.
Yeah.
Everybody. Because it just enables you to either work or play anywhere.
I know, it's a real game changer. And let's finish over here in these guys, because come on, how can you not finish off with...
With Nismo?
A Nismo... Is that a Rogue? Is that a Rogue I see?
Well,
Andre?
This is going to be a teaser for
the car
yeah. Chat.
Yeah, this will be a teaser for the car chat. So if you want to see and learn about this Rogue, guys, head on over to alltfl.com and you can learn about it because this will be the start of our car walk around. As always, this is Roman.
And Andre. And by the way, we were recording this on Friday morning. Okay. The show is open through Sunday. So if you are early on this podcast and you're listening to it, you can come out to Loveland, Colorado yourself.
Yeah, well, this is going to be Saturday morning.
Yes.
So if you're watching it, you can still come out to Loveland, Colorado.
Yeah, because it's going through Sunday, right?
Exactly.
So, and thank you, and oltfl.com, right?
And thanks to our sponsor, Scott, our friends over at Onyx Off-Road.
And many others.
And you guys for watching. See you next time. Ciao.
Thank you.
Save big on your next project right now at Menards. Save time on your paint project with help from Duck Clean Release Painter's Tape. Use on walls, trim, glass, wood, or metal for clean removal and clean paint lines every time. Save big and get a 3-pack of Duck Clean Release Painter's Tape on sale now through September 22nd. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Then buy one, get one free on our full line sale of tender Tyson chicken with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.